You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And folks, remember, you can make a difference for those in need here in Cleveland by bringing your non-perishable canned food items to this Sunday's game for the Cleveland Browns Food Drive. Volunteers will be at the First Energy Stadium gates collecting canned items and donations. It is once again the Cleveland Browns Food Drive, so help those in your neighborhood in need. It takes very little time, very easy to do. Do it while you're supporting the Cleveland Browns and supporting this community. It'll be a beautiful thing. It is Call Your Shot Friday. Nathan and Vic here with you, and Lou in Massillon. First one to call his shot on this Friday before the Baltimore Ravens and the Browns do battle at First Energy Stadium. What's up, Lou?
How you fellas doing today?
Good. How are you,
buddy?
Hey, I'm great. I'm telling you how great it is to be talking about a meaningful Cleveland Browns football game in November. It's a great time to be alive for a Browns fan.
That's right.
And I'm thinking that's going to be 24-10, the Brownies on top.
That's your, okay, good. I like that. That is your call, and I think something, I'm thinking maybe a little closer than that. We'll get our official shots as we get near the end of the show, but I'm inclined to go along with you, and I love your first point about meaningful game. It's November 1st, and this is a legit discussion about a game that means something for this Browns team. How we've gone way too long around here with you get to November, and it is about the draft, and it is about something other than this team. But the coverage that we give on the show, the coverage that we provide on ClevelandBrowns.com, all of that now has some teeth to it because we're talking about something that means something.
And at the beginning of the season, when we looked at this schedule, you and I said that this team had an opportunity to play meaningful games in the month of December. And if they win this one, that pretty much locks it up that they will be playing meaningful games in the month of December. It is a very important game and one that they absolutely can win, and I believe they should win, and I'd like to see them take care of business this Sunday, as I'm sure everybody else out there would. Again, 216-578-0850, the way to call us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Still to come on the show, we will go inside the locker room with Craig Robertson in just a few minutes. We have the Friday forecast where Dino will tee us up with five questions about this matchup, and that's at 2, Gerard Sherry at 2:30. Vic, if you were to identify one thing that the Browns must do to win this game on Sunday, what is your critical number one item?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because Joe Hayden, cornerback for the Browns, visited with reporters yesterday, had a lot of interesting things to say, as Joe is wont to do. And his first thing, one thing, is my first thing, one thing. And that is setting the tone, okay, and doing it this week. This is the time to do it. And I think it's setting the tone in that game from the very start of the game. But let's let Joe Hayden talk about the importance of setting the tone.
From the beginning, from the get-go, I mean, we got to talk to each other and be like, listen, guys, we're going to bring it back up about what happened the previous week and just say, listen, that's not us. We need to go set the precedent of our defense, what we want our defense to be known as, and just come out there from the beginning and keep it going.
And there's the difference between, well, and we touched on a little bit earlier, between what we've seen for this team that plays a good half and then doesn't play another good half. Or it's whatever it is, win the first half, as was the trend through six games, and then lose the second half, as it happened three times. And in last week's game, they won. They lost the first half and won the second half, and that was this epiphany. That was whatever this was, this moment of truth that this team realized, and especially on the defensive side of the ball where that emotion is. Nathan, that has to be a driving point, and from this game forward, I'll say it again. I don't want to have that discussion anymore about the good halves that they play and the bad halves that they play. Let's see them set a tone from the start and do it all the way through. And I just said that, and Joe Hayden's walking up to go into a production meeting and giving us a big hello as he's going to sit down with Solomon Wolcotts and the CBS crew. So it's
Solomon might have a permanent office. Yeah,
he might have an office, and somebody's – it's like it, that's weird that we're talking about this and he's walking up the stairs.
That's anyway. What happens when you're here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. That's what's so great about coming here. That's why I love being in in this studio every single day. You get Joe Haden walking by, giving a shout out as we're talking about Joe Haden. And to me, this defense, I think, realized that it has a chance to put a stamp on this season with the second half of that Kansas City game. They did it, and they know they must continue it. I like that he says, I want to set the tone from the beginning, from the get-go, as a group. We need to come out here and establish ourselves, establish the physical dominance that I believe they should be able to have over an offensive line that is struggling,
right,
over a quarterback that is struggling, over a running back that is struggling. If they can establish that kind of dominance, the Browns are going to be in a very good position to win this game when it is all said and done. So I like that, and I think, you know, they view this as a game to get over the hump, number one, against the Baltimore Ravens team. Number two, it really, in many ways, is almost like a playoff game for this team, because if they lose this game and fall to 3-6, they've already lost twice to the Baltimore Ravens. They've been swept on the season series. But if they win it, they're one game back. They're 1-1 with the Ravens. They're already 1-0 against the Bengals, and I think it's a great opportunity. And they know it's time to get over the hump, and Joe Haden talked about that.
As the years go by, the teams change. The Ravens aren't the Ravens of old. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're still a really good, real talented team, division opponent. But at the same time, our team is different, a whole different team. It's a different squad. So I feel like we should be able to, you know, we still haven't got over the hump. I mean, but I think that there's no reason why we couldn't.
And that's the awareness. It's words. It's talk. But there is some substance, I think, to what he says and the way he says it. I think it's being approached in less of a rah-rah, bravado kind of way, and more of an understated understanding of what has to be done. Yeah, there was a lot of fire and brimstone in the Browns locker room in Kansas City and Arrowhead at halftime of last week's game. That isn't what's called for now. They had that moment, because you can't overdo that. You can have one of those big blowout yelling moments of reaffirmation of what you are and all this other stuff. But if you do that time and time again, it just becomes noise. So I think they had that moment, and now it's the understated understanding of, hey, close last time. Needed a few plays to win that game the last time. Maybe you get those few plays now because you've got Jason Campbell at quarterback, and you've got a defense that understands what it's about and what it's supposed to do. And leaders like Haden and others are reinforcing this among their whole group.
I also think there's a massive psychological element at play here. With Ray Lewis, with Ed Reed being gone, and the team knowing this isn't the same Ravens, maybe those guys had a little bit of a psychological edge. They were used to beating the Browns. The Browns were used to being beaten by those Baltimore Ravens teams. It happened 5 years in a row in this building, 5 years in a row by 10 or more points. So now they know this isn't the same Baltimore Ravens team, and it's not the same Browns team. This is a team that has more belief in itself, I believe, than a Browns team has had in recent years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think psychologically, that's important. You talk about being the younger brother and the big brother, and when you finally get there and you realize you should beat your bigger brother, that changes everything. That changes the whole dynamic. It goes from being something that you've never done to something that now you know you can do, and that changes everything. And that also has a psychological impact on your opponent, the Ravens, who know that they can't just come in here now and beat on the Browns. It's not going to happen. And I think there was so much said in such a little time right there by Joe Haden that I think Browns fans should take very positively.
And let's throw one more Haden comment into the mix, because it's been widely presumed by a lot of us. The theory is that the Jason Campbell rising tide lifts all boats.
You can see it.
Including the defensive boat. And this is what Joe Haden had to say about Campbell's success and its impact on the defense.
Of course. Of course. I mean, when you see the offense moving the ball, you know, if that, look at it as a defensive player, you're just so excited. It's happy. I mean, they're moving the ball. They're getting points. You feel like it's taking a little bit of pressure off of y'all, so you can go out there, try to make plays, get them the ball back. They do it again. You know what I'm saying? It's just a give or take. They love seeing us do good. They're always coming over us talking about how well we're doing and how that's getting them hype. But, you know what I'm saying, everybody feeds off each other. Of course, when you see your boys on offense scoring points and putting up numbers, we're over there having a ball. We're probably happier than they are.
And I love this. I think it's great. And I think this is why Rob Chudzinski made a very, very astute move. Whether it was right or wrong, the attitudes that were on display while Brandon Weeden was quarterback. It is. Those are the facts. And to get that and move on from that decisively and quickly and do it at a time where you and I thought maybe they would wait so he didn't have to start on the road in Kansas City in a tough environment. He said this, that the time is now. If we can get some confidence in that building, imagine what we can do when we come back home for week 9. I think it was brilliant strategy. It has clearly buoyed the confidence of this entire team, brought them more together. It's been a galvanizing force. It's been a great success, and you could hear, you didn't even see him because you're just hearing it. It's radio, but you could see him smiling while he's saying those things, and you can feel the enthusiasm from Joe Haden.
And that's so right, Nathan. Galvanizing is the right way to put it, a bonding of the entire team versus the conversation that is divisive, like we play better when the offense plays better, and as if to send a message like you guys have not been holding up your end of the bargain, only we have. It's not that. It is nothing to do with that. It is very much, as Joe Haden said, we're more excited about it maybe than they are. And that's support. That's the kind of thing. That's how you get good. That's on your way to really good and great is this very thing. I've witnessed this. I've been a part of this, being around a team like the Buffalo Bills during their Super Bowl run. You saw that interaction between offense, defense, and special teams and how much each component talked about the others, how Daryl Talley on the defensive side was talking about what the
Spider-Man
offense was doing, yes, with Jim Kelly and company and Thurman Thomas. You heard Steve Tasker say the types of things that he said relative to the special teams and its impact offense, defense. That same type of talk and bonding, I don't know that you see it as much as the old school back then, as the so-called good old days when maybe it was easier for teams to bond as well as they do. I think there's a lot more going on with players now, and it's a different culture and atmosphere. But you're still a team, and you should still try to act as one. And this is the, I would say, for here we are in November, and hearing that kind of talk, hearing that kind of enthusiasm, one player on this team talking about being uplifted, Joe Haden being uplifted by what the quarterback and the offense is doing, that's fairly important.
It's very important, and you've been in the building much longer than I have, Vic, and I feel, just as somebody who's new to it, that there's a sense around this team that is different than the teams the last couple of years. And I'm sure you can speak on that more than I can. But it really seems to me that this is a Browns team that has already gone through. Think about it, folks. It's only been 8 weeks in the season, and think of all the things that they've gone through in 1 year already. And I think that can only help strengthen you, and now you see this kind of galvanizing, I think it's a good word, a galvanizing of this team getting ready to play,
I like the word,
arguably the most important game they've played at the beginning of November in a long, long time. So I'm excited about it. And, you know, it feels like a new Browns. And you heard those comments from a former Cleveland Brown, Josh Cribbs, saying, oh, we're not the Browns. And that was a slap in the face, I think, at this city, a slap in the face at this team, and a slap in the face at guys he played with who are really stepping up their games. And Joe Haden was asked about that. I'm curious to hear what he had to say.
I know Cribbs is not going to be that guy. He's not that guy. Cribbs is a stand-up dude. I mean, I hope spell check or something messed him up. auto edit or something. Yeah. Cribbs, man, I love that dude. I talk to him to this day. And if I call him and ask him, Cribbs, what the hell happened, bro? I know he loves the city. I mean, he was still out here for a while. I mean, nah.
Yeah, and understandably, very supportive of a friend, because they are friends, no doubt. They were very close when they were teammates. They're still very close. They're going to be probably very close forever. Nonetheless, Joe knew that that's the kind of thing, just the way he said it, in terms of in wishful thinking, hey, it must have been a mistake. He couldn't have meant that in any bad way. Nonetheless, I'm going to say this. Josh should have given a lot more thought to that, but he did it. It's out there. The door's open. We've talked about it on this show. Completely, I think, misreading of what's going on in the here and now. I know he's no longer a part of it, but he was a part of it for a long time. And the classy thing to do is to stay classy and to stay supportive. It's you're wearing the colors of a different team, fine, but don't dump on the one you were on just because you're not on it anymore. That's not the way. That's not something people admire in a
right.
player, in a coach, in anybody. Keep the high road. Stay on the high road, Josh.
Right.
And he definitely chose the low road on this, and it's unfortunate. But I'll say what he did was open up the forum of what the Browns are or are not. No, there is no same old Browns here. To your point about what this building feels like and how it's changed, and yes, I can tell you just in the short amount, it seems like a long time, and I guess a few years is, but in that short amount of time, and then going back to a previous incarnation I had here in 2004 and 05, 06, that area, very different discussion, very different feel for what it is. The emphasis then was, I think, on being fractured. The emphasis now is on, we got a plan, we're doing something right, and it's not just coming from the people who are selling the plan. I'm hearing it from the people who are executing the plan, and that's
right.
Those are the most important people to buy in.
Absolutely.
216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. We'll say it all kinds of ways. Call your shot Friday. Tweet us at Browns_Daily. We want to hear from you. It's your show, so be part of this. You will be hearing in a little bit from Craig Robertson, linebacker for the Browns. Jameer Howerton sitting down with him. We'll take you inside the locker room. Coming up on CBD, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Football Friday. Love having you with us.